Doyle has used an executive order to create the Wisconsin Office of Community and Faith-Based Partnerships. The office will be a point of contact for community and faith-based groups to receive assistance and referrals within state government. The office will also provide technical assistance in applying for federal funds and monitor the effectiveness of services. Governor Doyle announced the office at a Milwaukee housing complex that a church has set up with the agency WIDA. Doyle says the faith office will not violate any limits on government establishment of religion.
The funds that go out have various restrictions. They can't use public money for proselytizing and so on, but it's a simple fact of life. Look around. A lot of the most basic services these days are being provided by faith-based organizations, and we as a state have increasingly been involved in various kinds of efforts with faith-based groups. So I think this is a way that we can really work to pull that together and help them.
Doyle says other departments like corrections, workforce development, and health and family services also already work with faith-based groups. But the governor's announcement doesn't sit well with the co-president of the Madison-based Freedom from Religion Foundation. Annie Laurie Gaylor says churches already get tax breaks with the idea they'll use the funds to help people. Gaylor says Doyle is sounding more like President George Bush.
We're just disappointed, rather shocked, that Governor Doyle would capitulate to this demand by the president that all governors set up a faith-based office. He could have showed some backbone there. And also offended that there was no public input.
Gaylor says she'll study the work of the Wisconsin Faith Office, even as she files a lawsuit against a church-state partnership elsewhere in the U.S. Doyle's main challenger in this year's governor's race, Republican Mark Green, says the Faith Office basically borrows one of Green's ideas. But the governor says his administration has been working with the faith community for several years. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.